This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dude, there's so many ways you can slice up Hunter Brown's season so far that it's just so impressive. One that I'm just looking at right here, he's given up 9 earned runs all year. And this is not to be mean or anything, but Lance McCullers gave up 7 earned runs in a third of an inning last week. Hunter Brown's given up 9 earned runs the entire season so far. It's going to be June in a week and a half or whatever it is. It's pretty soon.
He hadn't given up a home run since his first appearance this year against Juan Soto.
Yep.
It had been 50 2/3 innings since he had hit given up a home run.
Yep.
And he gives up one home run last night. That's the only run scored in the game.
That was it. Here was Joe Espada last night on Hunter Brown's performance.
Yeah, he was really, really, really good. From the first pitch of the ball game, that first inning, he came out throwing strikes, all his pitches working. I couldn't, his strong performance. He's really, really good.
Yeah, he's been great. I'm trying to kind of cobble the numbers together, Seth. It's not easy to do. The numbers I'm trying to come up with are difficult on Baseball Reference because what I'm trying to do is figure out since this time last year, what's today? Today's May 16th. So he started a game on May 17th last year.
Yeah.
And from there, he was off to the races. And I'm trying to figure out like what his numbers are over that time. But suffice it, I know he's 16-7. He's thrown almost 200 innings in a year. And I'm guessing his ERA is somewhere around 2, either slightly above or slightly below 2. Since that time last year.
So as far as guys going on a heater, like Gerrit Cole is the one really notable one. Gerrit Cole wasn't at the same level as Justin Verlander early in the season. And then from this point on, he went on a heater. I can't remember exactly when the turnaround or like the real surge started.
It was in May.
Where those guys became dueling. Yeah.
Talking about 2019, right?
Yeah, in 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was when it was him and Verlander were the number 1 and 2 favorites for the Cy Young.
Yeah, that's how good Verlander was. Cole was unstoppable from the middle of May, and Verlander won the Cy Young that year.
Yeah,
like that's how crazy those two were at the top of the rotation. And that's why I wonder, the stats are going to be great for any of these guys, but in terms of the level of dominance that we're seeing, and it's tough to kind of envision back to 2019, Hunter Brown is at this level right now. He is at a 2019 Cole, peak Verlander. You can pick any of Verlander's seasons where he was healthy, fully healthy with the Astros. When Verlander had a healthy, full season with the Astros, he either won the Cy Young or was the runner-up for the Cy Young. He had 3 fully healthy seasons with the Astros, and he was amazing. The other one, I would throw 2 others into the mix. Dallas Keuchel in 2015 won the Cy Young. Just the way Hunter Brown does it feels more dominant than Dallas Keuchel. You know, Dallas Keuchel doesn't do it with the sheer force that Hunter Brown does.
Yeah.
He was more of a nibbler, but really good pitcher. And then I'd throw 2022 Framber in there as well with the 25 straight quality starts. Those are probably the best. Hunter Brown is on the level with all these guys right now, without question.
Remember, it's been a few weeks now because it was earlier in the season and Framber was like on this ranking as well. But for the guys whichever one of the advanced stats, the StatCast stats, it's the stuff ratings, like who's got the best stuff and the nastiest stuff.
Yeah.
Hunter Brown was, the graphic they had showed in that game was he was the number one in the league, and it still very much feels that way, that he's just in full command. I mean, he's out there pitching like a veteran when it comes to how I like, can you be both? He's both aggressive, but also even tempered at the same time. He just does that. He doesn't worry about bad calls or anything like that. He's just out there mowing people down. And it's fun to watch. It's really, when we talk about this team in a lot of ways, just doesn't have the same personality as a lot of those golden era teams. Hunter Brown's, Framber's got a lot of personality.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's a little scary.
Right.
But like Hunter Brown has a definite personality out there in the way that he plays. Like you get a feeling with both of those guys that it feels like golden era Astros.
Hunter Brown's like an assassin, man. Like he's just, he's cold. He's, So I got the numbers here. Since May 17th of last year, so almost a full calendar year, Hunter Brown is 16-7 with a 2.04 ERA and almost 10 strikeouts per nine innings. I don't know what his whip is because it's hard to do that over 2 years, but suffice it to say his whip is really good as well. And as you pointed out, Seth, if we're going to get advanced stat nerdy on this thing for the season of 2025, his fielding independent ERA that he has is the best in baseball. It's a 1.93. Like there's nothing lucky going on with Hunter Brown right now in the dominance that he's showing. Whatever you're seeing with the eye test, whatever the box score is saying, more importantly, Hunter Brown is the rare guy. You can just look at the box score and just kind of write it off and go, yep, he was really dominant last night. Not a lot of line drives right at guys, although there were a couple of those last night. But he's been great. He's on the level, when I think of great Astro pitching performances during this golden era, and I'll take it all the way back to 2015. To me, it's 2015 Keuchel. It's whatever peak Verlander year you want to pick. It's 2019 Cole, as you pointed out. It's 2022 Framber, and it's Hunter Brown of right now. Like that's the mecca right there.
So we feel good about Hunter Brown. We're feeling better about Blanco and better about Framber.
Yeah.
You know, like so, no panic there or anything. Lance McCullers is on the mound tonight versus Uvalde, and
it's a big one, man.
Yeah, this is a big one. and whereas as far as it sounded when Callis talked about it the other night that Wisniewski's probably going to be gone for the year.
Yeah.
Just because he said he's likely out for the year,
yeah.
And that's all we've heard from it. Team's just doing their old, hey, he's got discomfort. We'll find out more later.
They're still at the front half of this stretch of baseball where they play 17 straight games. They've played seven. So Lance McCullers starts tonight in the eighth game of this stretch. So he'll get, you know, if we do the math here, he should get at least one more start in this stretch. Is there a level in terms of underperformance that Lance could have tonight where they eject from him, at least for the time being, putting him out there?
I guess
if he goes out there, he goes out there and doesn't get out of the first inning again, then what are we doing? You know, like
I know, and that's been I guess if you had seen Lance's numbers over his first couple of games, including he didn't allow a run in his first outing, but he was putting guys on base.
Yeah,
I think you would think, oh, did he have another setback or was it injury or what have?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
View. I mean, it's not like this has never happened before with a guy coming off of injury.
Sure.
But this is how it's been when he's healthy, makes it, as long as there's not another health setback, I'm guessing that he's got one more bad performance allowance, especially because it's either him or Blue Ball or somebody,
Colton
Gordon.
Man.
We don't know exactly what Colton Gordon's going to look like the next time he comes up.
Yeah.
And it's still relatively early in the season.
Yeah.
I'd say that, yeah, I don't think this is, this isn't an ultimatum night for Lance McCullers.
The next one is going to be, again, if he stays in the rotation, if I'm doing my math correctly here, the next one will be against Seattle. If he goes out there tonight and he's gone in an inning or two, you're at the stage now where maybe put him on the shelf until he figures a few things out and he's pitching in less important games.
I'll tell you what. All right. Now, this is where, maybe we can hindsight criticize, and be armchair managers with Espada. Sending Lance back out there for the fourth inning in his first outing, just because he looked good in the third inning, but still getting right up and over his pitch limit, that might not have been the best decision in hindsight.
Yeah.
And I would rather tonight, look, you've had three pitchers go eight innings in the last few outings. Yeah. The relievers are fresh. I would say just have Lance go out there with the mindset of an opener.
Yeah.
And you're going to go out there for two or three innings. That's it. Just go throw
attack.
Your best stuff.
Yeah.
And go attack and what have you. And we're loaded up and ready. Don't worry about it. No matter how good you look, Lance, you could be throwing a no-hitter. We're pulling you after three innings.
Yeah, maybe so. You're right. Because that's a good point, man. His last rehab start was 71 pitches. I was shocked he went back out there. He ended up throwing 87 pitches in 3 2/3 innings in that start against the White Sox that he had. I'm with you. At the time, I'm like, wow. There's no shame in taking him out after three innings in his first start back after 2.5 years off of Major League Baseball. I was very surprised. I was very surprised at the time. Didn't think too much of it, but you're right. Maybe that 1/3 of an inning, we know Lance's arm is very temperamental.
Yeah.
Maybe that did have something to do with it.
I mean, the only wrinkle in that, they went into this kind of, you're thinking Gusto might be used for long relief or what have you, but into this stretch, he's not going to be available for that. No. So, it would be.
He's a bad starter now.
It could end up being an extreme committee.
Yeah.
But, I don't think it all depends. As long as he feels healthy, if he shows any kind of improvement on his pitch shaping or control or anything, I don't think it's going to be results based. I think it's going to be based on just how do his actual pitches look and is it an improvement over last
year. Yeah, he needs to stop missing by 2 feet on his breaking ball. You know what I mean? Like he's right now.
One of our listeners made a good point on it was in his first outing. Remember, he almost got out of the. I can't remember which inning he almost got out of where it should have been a called strike.
It was the last inning he was in there, and they took him out after that.
Yeah, there was a ball he walked.
Yeah.
Should have been a called strike, but at the same time, one of our listeners said, come on, you got to give the ump a break. Nobody knew where that ball was going ever, on any of these pitches.
Any of them.
And that and was he had given Lance a break on a couple of them earlier. Yeah,
that's right. They had. Yeah, they had. They had. They expanded the strike zone for him earlier in the game that time. All right, spreads are out on all 17 Texan games. How many games are they favored in? And what did AI that also knows these spreads, what did they have as the Texans' record for the season? They actually have the same record as one of Payne and Pendergast. We'll let you know who coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.